Well, I thought it was kind of funny that the chicken police came and seized the shipment.
It was actually the SPCA who confiscated the colorful chicks at the Johnston Post Office Friday morning.
They come from Texas, from a poultry farm in Texas, delivered to the Johnston Post Office. A person that owns a pet store in Johnston ordered them.
We were going to order some chicks for the kids and to replenish our stock, and we chose to go with the colored ones that looked cute.
So you ordered the chicks for personal use, not to sell from the store.
Yeah, you don't mix poultry and exotics. It doesn't work out.
But what Pure Paradise pet store owner Dominic Parasilla claims he didn't know was that Rhode Island law prohibits anyone from possessing dyed poultry.
I had no idea that there was a ban on dyed chickens. Had I had known, I would have stayed away from it.
But Parasilla said he had no reason to think there'd be any problems, since neither the dyeing process nor the dye is harmful to the chicks.
It's a food-grade dye. It's not going to hurt. It doesn't, even if it goes in eyes or mouth or whatever. It's no different than the food coloring that you get on your average birthday cake.
But it's enough to detour the 48 chicks and leave everyone wondering what will happen next.
Right now, I'm in the dark as to what is going to happen to them.
If they find their way back to me, that would be great, because I got probably about 8 little kids that are looking forward to having some multicolored chickens that they won't have, but, you know, it is what it is.